Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Tanya Sweeney, columnist with the Irish Independent, is on the line. Tanya, why do you think school reunions are like LinkedIn with G&Ts?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
It's brilliant. Oh, I loved it.
I mean, look, this is what we do at school reunions. I mean, I've never actually been to a school reunion, so I should say, I presume this is what we do at school reunions. But we buff our lives up to a high shine. We're basically catching up with everyone, but it's like, yes, I've got the two lovely kids and I live here and my job is this and I am, you know, utterly so happy in my marriage. And it is a bit of a, you know, willy waving contest. I don't know if I can say that at lunchtime.
Of course,
really,
but, you can, you know, absolutely. It's very, yeah, but it's blowing and bragging something bit, serious, Tanya. It's unreal.
The bragging is allegedly mighty. Yes.
Yeah. Everything's so great.
And I'm sure it's exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you know what? Maybe there's no harm in a person kind of, you know, just taking stock and going, you know what? My life is actually brilliant. You know, 20 or 30 years outside of school, this is what's going great in my life. Absolutely no harm in that at all, you know. I'm just, yeah, I when I got the invite to my own school reunion a couple of weeks ago, I was like, wow, am I going to this or do I want to do this? You know, there's been a bit of soul searching going on.
So can I ask, do you mind if I ask, is it 20, 30, how many years out is it?
Oh, God, I'm really ticking the age box now. I'm sorry, it's 30 years.
30 years. Okay, the reason so, I ask is I was invited to my 20-year school reunion last year. I didn't go.
Aha.
Yeah,
right,
didn't go.
Okay.
I don't bother. Don't bother going. I just took the... like, I mean, and maybe I shouldn't be so honest about this, right? So I went to the 10-year reunion and, like, it was great and it was lovely. And what ended up happening was the gang of us that were... you know, the girls and the guys that I'm really good friends with from school and maintained friendships with in the 10 years after school, we met up and sure, we just sat together for the night and had the very same conversation and night out that we would have had if we were, had we have been in Dublin or in Sligo. So I thought to myself, what am I going back 20 years on? I'm only going to spend the whole night at the same table with my really good friends, which I would do pretty much every other weekend in Dublin. And then you're just listening to the blowing and the bragging and they're going to tell you about how happy they are in this wonderful marriage, even though you kind of know or you've heard rumours they're not, telling you about their children. These nonsense conversations and selfies you're going to take with people, you know, like who want to know all about your job now that you never spoke to them for the whole years you were in school. So I just said, you know what, I'm friends with the people I'm friends with and I'm now at an age in my life, Tanya, where I can say, like, I'm just not bothered. And maybe I shouldn't admit that.
Yeah, no, you're
that's
absolutely
the truth.
Right. And well, somebody, funny enough, sent something to me going, you know, there's a reason I haven't spoken to some of these people in 30 years, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not naming any names now. But yeah, it's funny because a couple of people who are, you know, were in my class have come back to me. And I suppose what's so interesting is, you know, there are some people for whom school was a very sort of, we'll say, ambivalent experience. You know, there are people who, of course, peaked in secondary school, found their core group of friends, had a great time, excelled, you know, academically, socially, in all the ways that you can. But I think for a lot of people, and certainly for me, you know, we really did not have a great time. I mean, there was the challenge of trying to pretend to be normal as a 14-year-old and desperately trying to catch up and, you know, convince everybody around me that I was normal. I remember going to my mum, God love her, and going, please, can I get a Levi's sweatshirt, you know? And my whole thing was, if I just camouflage myself in the same stuff that everyone else is wearing, if I get the Pepe jeans, if I get the, you know, the cool Levi 501s,
yeah,
I might just pass unnoticed here.
I know.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. And then, of course, by third year, I was like, you know, the jig is up. I'm a total freak show. Listen, it's let's just let that happen, you know, no bother, like, you know. But, you know, and I suppose my big thing, you know, when writing that column, I was like, you know, We're all grown-ups now. I'm sure we've understood that, you know, being kind is a nice thing. You know, when you're 14 and you're kind of casually mean and cruel or, you know, chilly to people, you're probably just kind of just defending yourself,
yeah,
I suppose, against any kind of challenges in school. You know, it's a really complex hierarchy and it stays with you forever, you know. And I suppose the question that a lot of people nearing their 20 or 30 school reunion is, you know, have I grown up enough to get over that and to exercise those demons, or, you know, do they stick around all the time?
When is this reunion, Tanya?
I won't say.
Okay, but it's coming up though, is it? It hasn't.
It's in the next few weeks.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
and where is your gut at now? Right now, are you thinking you'll go or not?
No. I'm a very curious person. So there's definitely a part of me going, yeah, I would love to see these people, you know. And we're all now in a WhatsApp group and there's loads of lovely kind of messages, you know, flying about and lovely old photos and everything, you know. So it's, I'm kind of very curious and I'm charmed and I'm kind of warmed by it all, okay. You know, that kind of way.
Well, we'll see if we can get we can convince you either way here today on Lunchtime Live. I'd love to know from listeners though, did you go to your 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 year school reunion? And if you didn't, why didn't you go? Adrian is on the line with us. Adrian, I believe you're actually involved in organising your own school reunion, is that right?
Hi Andrea, hi Tanya. Well, actually back in 2019, I was involved in organising, would you believe it, a 40th. You're only a young one, so in comparison to where we are at. But I would agree with a lot of what Tanya said there. Like, you know, I never went to 10, 20, any other reunion. And because of a lot of the memories from secondary school, you actually want to get away from and get into life. And some of those memories stay with you and you think, oh, I don't want to go back to that. But I think as life moves on, they kind of slip away and you kind of remember the good parts of school. And a lot of the people that we were getting back together again, I wouldn't have met over the 30, 40 years. So we organised this in 2019. It was in Balladreen in Roscommon.
Oh, yeah.
And St. Nathie's College. So it was a boarding, well, there was day boys and boarders.
Yeah.
We had the most fantastic time. And a lot of these guys that I wouldn't have seen for 30 years were now basically a little network of our own.
Right.
There's a group of about 20 of us that are on the WhatsApp group and we help each other out if we need anything. And we're always in contact. So that week or two before, there was awful anxiety. I felt awful anxiety. Like, will I even recognize these people? Some of them might be, you know, gone on to be big shots and they don't want to talk to anybody, only somebody in their own league and things like that. But once we were together for half an hour, it was like we never left.
Really? So you enjoy, maybe well. I made a mistake then, Adrian. So you think Tanya should go?
Definitely, I think she should go. Now I do understand, you know, if it's only the 20, sorry, did Tanya say 30? 30 years,
Tanya, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, at 30, yeah, I think she should definitely go. If it was 10 or 15, maybe you still have, you know, I don't need to do this. But once it goes on, you know, we're not getting any younger. And it's nice to reminisce and have a few drinks and something to eat.
What about you?
We enjoyed it. That's all
you enjoyed it. Well, that's all that matters. What about you, Keigo? Will you go to your...
I'm learning a lot here today about school reunions. I was going to go to mine next week and I don't know between gin and tonics and willy waving. I wasn't planning on doing either of those things.
Oh dear.
I'm going to have to change the entire thing I was going to do, you know.
So what you are planning to go to your which reunion is it, Keigo? 20 or 10 or what is it?
Well, you see, it's become a bit of a money-making scheme now in the school. So they do it every 5 years now. So I think it's 25. So I missed the 10, the 15 and the 20. And I thought, right, I've finally grown up enough. And it's casual dress as well. It's not like a competition or fashion show.
Right.
And so I'm gonna print off my LinkedIn page and hand it out to everyone at the door.
But is there, like, I do wonder, what is the point in going to something when your initial conversation, or the starting question, Keigo, was going to be, so where are you now, John? And what are you doing? And where are you living? And, like, is there any, maybe you enjoy that?
Well, I think what happens is it starts like that and then maybe a couple of cheeky beverages come in and go, oh, do you remember the Egypt German teacher or whatever it is? And all this sort of stuff starts cropping up and then eventually you kind of forget that it's a school reunion. You're just catching up with a face that you used to recognise because none of us look the same at the age of 40 plus.
Yeah.
Certainly myself, you know, there's no hair left on me, so no one's going to recognise me. So I've got to reintroduce myself, you know. But no, I think we eventually let go of all this stuff that the guys are talking about that, you know, we all went through. We all went through the same journey, different viewpoints, but the same journey. And eventually we can let go and just reminisce over how mad, you know, certainly secondary school in the 90s and primary school in the 80s, how mad that was because we all went through it.
Pat has got in touch. He says, I've been to a few school reunions, my 10, 20 and 30 year reunion. I missed the 40th though. All lads, never any bragging, slagging and great crack, talking about teachers, incidents, football. We did have a brilliant bunch when we were in school, says Pat. What about you, John? Did you go to your school reunion?
Hello, hi. Yes, I went to my school reunion. It was my 30th. But it was actually almost 30 years ago now. It was 1996. And we had a wonderful night, no bragging, no anything else, just a bit of slagging. Some of the teachers attended as well, and we had a great night. We had great plans to do it again, but sadly it never happened.
Right.
But it's heading towards the 60s one now, so I don't think it'll be happening at this stage. But yeah, it was a great night.
So should Tanya go? Again. She should. You think she should go?
Yes, it goes, yeah. And look, I've heard so much about different types of school unions. Fellas tend to go and have a bit of crack, a bit of slagging. And I've heard, I'm not saying it's a fact, the girls tend to go and do a bit of bragging, not just the slagging, you know?
Yeah. Actually, just on that, Tanya, sorry, is it a mixed school or all girls or what was it?
I went to an all-girls school,
all
yeah.
All girls, right,
so.
Yeah.
Could be quite braggalicious. I don't know.
Who knows? What about you, Hugh? Hugh, you have a school reunion coming up. Is that right?
Yes, I have. We've got one at the end of October for Newbridge College class of 74.
Are you going?
Oh, I'm going. I'm helping to organise.
Oh, are
it. That's
you?
Why I sent in the WhatsApp.
Right.
There's about 63 of us in the class, and we managed to look. We'd never met up before. So we're 50 years out of school now this year. We're all retired except for one or two guys who just like to work. But generally, I had to find all the guys with the help of other guys. So we managed to track down a lot of fellas. We have a big event in the Cadine Hotel in Newbridge on the 31st of October. And there's still a few guys we can't locate. I'm fairly good at finding things, and
yeah.
I found quite a lot of people. But there's a few I just can't locate. I'm not going to obviously give any names.
No, but what we can say, if you were in, what was the name of the school?
It
again?
Was Newbridge College in Kildare.
In
we
what?
Were all boarders.
70?
Yeah. We left in 74.
So if you're the class of 74, get in
we're
touch with you.
We're all 58 now.
Yeah.
And we have a huge WhatsApp group going. There's about 70 posts a day coming up on our WhatsApp group. I mean, it's amazing. Fellas in New Zealand and Vancouver. And
are they coming home for you?
Well, there's a few coming home, yeah. There's three that I know of off the top of my head who are travelling. And there's, we're all getting on fantastic. And we also meet for coffee. I stick up, I go down to see my 96-year-old father every Tuesday week, and I stick up a post saying I'm around. Does anybody want to meet
around?
For coffee?
That's brilliant.
We meet for coffee in Bewley's or out in Stillorgan. That's where we normally meet, out in the shopping centre there. And it's
lovely.
Fantastic.
Very active. Listener here says, I think it entirely depends on your school experience and how you felt when you were there, how you got on with people, if you were isolated or not as a young person. So whether you had a great friend group or not, sometimes people who were very quiet and unassuming in school have gone on to become big things and have something to prove. But I think the friends we wanted to keep, we've already kept them. Are you convinced, Tanya? What are you going to do?
That's a very true word there, I have
oh,
to
is.
Say. Yeah, I think, you know, there are people who will have, you know, something to prove, and there are people who will have nothing to prove. You know, I have to say the thought of bumping into any of my teachers on this night puts the fear of God into me, and I would just spend the entire night just apologising profusely, and who wants to do that?
Yeah, there's not exactly the start of a fantastic night. A lot of people getting in touch about this, and it's very much something, I think, and I imagine actually, Tanya, over the years your opinion on this changes. Should I probably be the organiser of my 30 year school reunion now, you know?
There you go.
Such a turncoat.
Exactly.
Tanya, sweetie, thanks a million as always for joining us on the programme. Hugh, John, Keigo, Adrian as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.